Welcome back, everyone. Longview with a 56-28 victory over West Mesquite. Coach King's joined us. Coach, this game could probably be summed up by a movie title: The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and then the good again.
Well, the good is we ended up 1-0 on the night, and that's with the main goal coming over here. And a game that we were in control of, looked really good early on, jump out 14-0 and driving again, and then we fumbled a pitch, and they returned it for a touchdown, and it gave him a little spark. And then we kind of sputtered a little bit, and pre-snap penalties hurt us, holding calls hurt us, you know, poor execution, a little bit of everything. And then, they made some big plays offensively. Next thing you know, we're going to half 21-all in a game that could have, you know, been a heck of a lot more of a cushion than that. But I told the kids at halftime, we made it a game, now we're going to see what we made out of it. You got to, you know, it's not going to be easy. You got to go do it the hard way. And, probably the play of the game for us was a pick by Devin. They have a double pass, throw back to the quarterback that he picks off, runs down to the 15. Next thing you know, we score, get the lead back, and then defense kept getting us the ball. Caused a few turnovers on their own, getting us the ball, got short grass. We made big plays running it. We made big plays throwing it. And then, we get out of here with a 28-point lead, win. And West Mesquite is a much-improved football team, a scary football team. Their athleticism, I told y'all, it worried me. Their receivers, their quarterback, they're so much better in the offensive line right now, and they're able to do a little bit of everything. But, proud of our kids getting out of here with a win. On a short week of prep, we had seven or eight guys that were on the bus that didn't play. We knew we weren't going to play because of injury, and we were able to come over here and do that. We even lost a couple during the course of the game. So it's next man up mentality, and I'm proud of our football team, our coaches, and everything they did tonight.
So I thought that we really did a good job running the football, and I've got Jarrett Lewis. He's ended up with 167 yards, three touchdowns, and then Harris did a good job. He got his most action of the season, ended up with 89 yards. So you got to be proud of the running game, the offensive line, and the backs.
Yeah, I am. We ran the ball, ran when we wanted to, and if we don't mess up a couple of blocking schemes, we're out the gate again on a couple more of them. But it's a much improved effort there, and we made big plays throwing it. I thought, Jalen had three big catches.
Yeah, and then you ruined his average by throwing him an out. He only got about 20 yards on it.
Was third and forever. So they bailed on him. Cooper made a heck of a play for us on a third down catch that he made on this sideline. Jaquarius Cooper, I'm sorry, his brother's, but Jaquarius Cooper, he heck of a catch to continue the drive, first catch of the year, excellent job there. We got to cut out the turnovers, which interception for the half, that's not on Jordan, that's throwing up a prayer. But the lost fumbles, and we had a couple of bad kick coverages. I'm not going to point a finger at anybody, but I thought we lost contained, got tackled our contained guy. But, we still got to have another guy fitting there, but gave him short grass a couple times there. Other than that, it's a pretty good night.
Your defense really stepped up in the second half. I mean, they shut everything down in the second half after the – Mesquite made some pretty good plays in the first.
They rode in on them, drew the beat on them. Coach Berry and staff did a great job adjusting. We had our first block kick of the year, if I'm not mistaken. We blocked the next point. I think that's our first one. Nice to see. And that was after the fumble return, made it 14-6. But I thought our defense played well and gritted it out. That's just another great effort out of those guys. They give you a chance, and that's what you want. You want to have a chance, and our kids, with effort and intensity they play with, that gives you a chance.
That young secondary really stepped up and played well.
They did. And, we got a couple of guys throughout the course of the game that, we had to play some backups in there. And they did well, too. So I've told y'all, since the spring was over, I'm worried about this secondary. Yeah, I know it's four sophomores we're playing a lot, but it's four really good sophomores.
And three interceptions.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And they'll fight. They'll compete. And they're prideful. And they got a short memory. That's the thing I like about them. They get beat, it's next play. Let's go. Exciting times for Longview the next couple of years with those guys coming back, I can tell you.
But it seems like that we're actually playing more people on defense than in years past. So you've got so many people running in and out and all that, which is – that's good because that means later on down the road when people get hurt or people get tired or whatever, you've got plenty of people with a lot of experience, and that helps, I think, as you go on in the season.
Yeah, it does. Some of that, you know, is rotate different personnel packages to match what they got in the game. Some of that's trying to keep D linemen fresh, you know, and some, you know, just different personnel stuff. But we try to roll some in there and getting quite a few guys some action. And yes, it's going to help you next week. It's going to help you in a month from now. It's going to help you in 2 months from now and even into, you know, future years. So it's great to see those guys get out there and get some action and play well. Just tonight, you know, you said the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, the penalties. I mean, I don't know how many false starts we had on offense, how many penalties we had, either a hold or something, hands to the face. And then defense, we jumped off sides. It seemed like we jumped off sides about four plays in a row. But we got all that under control there in the second half. We can't make those. You can't make those in crucial situations against good people in tight ball games. I mean, that's what'll send you home.
Well, you are 1-0, which is way better than being 0-1. And you got Wiley East coming to town. They're going to play tomorrow night against Sherman. And I believe it's Green Out. Isn't that when they move Green Out to? Isn't that next
it's October
weekend?
October 1st. Yes, it is.
So, I mean, it's you got a chance to be 2-0 and celebrate Green Out. It should be a big night in Longview next week.
Well, I hope we have a huge crowd. You know, don't know much about Wiley East. I've watched like 5 clips today where the coaches were inputting the data on the video that we got. They have a bunch of guys back from last year, and their quarterback, I know, and their running back, both are back. And very athletic, and those guys are kind of the two-headed monster that runs their offense. Defensively, they've got some big linemen I saw that, you know, going to get people fits. But, no, we need a big showing at Lobo Stadium next Friday night, and with it being green out and, you know, another home game for us to be our third home game. So we need to have a good showing. Lobos need to show up and play well, and we need great support out of our fans.
Well, we enjoy talking to you every week. Glad you came up with us. You got an extra day to get ready for next week and maybe to rest up from the last couple of weeks. It's been kind of hectic. So.
Well, we, that extra day will be good. You know, we don't have school tomorrow with our kids, so, I mean, we don't get them for what we usually would. But, you know, they need to, you know, take care of themselves over the weekend and be ready to go on Monday. So glad to get out of here on Thursday night with a win, and we'll feel a lot better on that bus ride heading home than it would if it went the other way.
Well, we appreciate you coming up as always. Always fun to talk to you. We'll look forward to next week. That's going to wrap it up for us from here, from Memorial Stadium that is now pretty much emptied out. We're all going to be heading all the way back to Longview. A happy trip back. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. It's back to 7:30, and it's back on Friday, right on both of those.
Amen.
And so tune in at 7 o'clock for the coaches show, 7:15 pregame, kickoff at 7:30 against Wiley East. Thanks for listening, everybody. For Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris, thanks again, and Matt Morton. Thanks, Matt, for all you do. Good night from Mesquite Memorial Stadium on 106.5 Jack FM.